I would invite you to turn in your Bibles, please, to the 7th chapter of Luke.
我请大家翻到路加福音第七章。
Read a story that's, I think, quite familiar.
我想大家对这段故事相当的熟悉。
It is a long passage of scripture.
这是蛮长的一段经文。
Beginning with the 36th verse of the 7th chapter through the end of the chapter.
从第七章三十六节一直到最后一节。
Listen to the word of God.
请来听上帝的话。
Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, so he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table.When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. And as she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them.When the Pharisee who had invited Jesus saw this, he said to himself, If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner. Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. Tell me, teacher, he said,Two men owed money to a certain money lender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back. So he canceled the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the...bigger debt canceled. You have judged correctly, Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered,has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little loves little. Then Jesus said to her,Your sins are forgiven. The other guests began to say among themselves, Who is this who even forgives sin? Jesus said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。那城里有一个女人，是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着沉香膏的玉瓶，站在耶稣背后，挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说：这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。耶稣对他说：西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说：夫子，请说。耶稣说：一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠50两银子，一个欠5两银子。因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说：我想是那多得恩免的人。耶稣说：你断得不错。于是转过来向着那女人，便对西门说：你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。 所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多，但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。于是对那女人说，你的罪赦免了。同席的人心里说，这是什么人？这是什么人竟赦免人的罪呢？耶稣对那女人说，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。
Pray with me for just a moment, please.
那我们一同低头祷告。
Almighty God, we ask that you would teach us through these words.
是全能的父神啊，我们请求你真的是透过这些话语来教导我们。
As your followers, we have much to learn.
我们是你的跟随者，我们有太多需要学习的。
And so we would come that your Holy Spirit may instruct us.
所以我们进到你的圣灵当中，求圣灵来指教我们。
We open our hearts to receive your truth.
我们把我们的心打开来迎接你的真理。
Praying this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
我们靠着我们的赦免，我们的救主的名祷告。Amen.
Washing the feet of a visitor or someone who comes to see you is a very, very old custom.
在你家中来看你的客人，你帮他洗脚是一个非常老的传统。
It dates back thousands of years.
几千年之前就有这样的传统。
Last year, I went to a village in India.
去年我到印度的一个村落去。
It's a small village of tribal people.
这是一个非常小的部落的村落。
I was going to spend a couple of days.In one of their homes.
我将在其中的一个人家里面待个几天。
Now their homes don't look like yours.
但他们的家跟你们的家完全不一样。
For they are just a few rooms around an open area.
他们就有一个开放的空间，旁边有几个小小房间。
In the open area is where they eat and talk.And have fellowship and do everything during the day.
这样一个开放的空间是他们吃饭，他们社交，他们做所有事情都在那个地方做。
And then they go into the small rooms to sleep at night.
且当他们之后就会到旁边的小小房间去睡觉。
When I arrived, I expected a very warm welcome.
当我在那边的时候，我期待会有一个非常热情的欢迎我。
The people there are very gracious and welcoming.
那边的人对我是非常的欢迎，也非常的热情。
But no one said much to me.
但是没有人对我说什么话。
I was taken to that open area, and they pointed a seat for me.
我被带
at which to sit.
我被带到那个开放的空间，然后有个人指着椅子请我坐下。
And then they instructed me to remove my shoes.
然后他们告诉我把鞋子脱掉。
And socks.
袜子也脱了。
And one of the women came over with a basin of water.
然后有个女人带着一盆水过来。
No one said anything.
没有人说什么话。
She took one foot and poured the water over.
她把我的脚拿起来用水倒过去。
Took the other foot and poured the water over.
那另外一只脚也做同样的事。
Then she took a towel and very carefully dried my feet.
然后她拿了一个毛巾，很仔细的把我脚擦干。
Then she had a bottle with oil.
然后她有一个小瓶子，里面有油。
I learned later that this was mustard oil.
然后我之后才晓得这个是芥菜籽油。
It had no fragrance.
没有任何的香料在里头。
But it was yellow.
但是是黄色的。
And she poured that on my feet and rubbed it into my feet.
然后她把那个油倒在我的脚上，然后用她的手不停地把那个油抹均匀。
Then they hand my socks back to me.
然后她把袜子还给我。
I put them on in my shoes.
然后我就是把袜子穿上，也把鞋穿了。
And then we began to greet each other with hugs and handshakes.
然后之后我们才开始很热情的互相握手、互相拥抱。
You see, the custom for thousands of years is when someone new comes to the village, the first thing that happens, we wash their feet.
你看，这个是几千来之前的就有传统。有人来到你家里的时候，你第一件做事是帮他洗脚。
And we anoint their feet with precious oil.
然后我们用极宝贵的油来抹他们来香膏来抹他们的脚。
It helps me to understand a little better the story that we read.
这个让我稍微了解到我们刚刚读的这段经文的故事。
For you heard the story of a woman who comes and washes the feet of Jesus with her tears.
我们刚刚看到这个经文故事是一个女人来到耶稣脚前用她眼泪来洗耶稣的脚。
And then she pours this very expensive perfume over his feet.
然后她用极贵的香膏来抹耶稣的脚。
This story of the woman is made even more interesting by looking at the Pharisee and his reaction to the woman.
当我们看到法利赛人对这个女人的反应的时候，这个故事更变得更有趣了。
You see, Jesus had been doing many miracles.
你看，耶稣在之前行了许多的神迹。
As a matter of fact, he just raised the widow's son from the dead.
他才刚刚把一个寡妇的儿子从死里把他救活了。
Word was spreading everywhere about this man Jesus.
那有许许多多的关于耶稣的传闻到处传开了。
He does all of these miracles.
耶稣行了好多神迹。
The blind can see.
瞎子得以看见。
The lame can walk.
瘸子可行走。
The leper is cleansed of his spots.
麻风病的身体的皮肤都好了。
And the widow of that little village saw her son come back to life.
在那个村子里那个小小村庄当中，他们看到那个寡妇的儿子复活了。
Everybody was following and trying to see this man Jesus.
每个人都开始去跟着耶稣，想要看他会在做什么事。
But one of the religious leaders said, "I want you to come to my home and have a meal with me."
那在当中有一个宗教的领导者就跟耶稣说，你来来来，到我家里头来，我来跟我一起吃饭。
So Jesus went with him.
所以耶稣就去了。
And as they come together,The meal is to be served.
他们去的时候就是他们会请耶稣吃饭。
Now, when they ate their food, they did not sit at a chair like we do here.
他们当时候吃饭的时候并不像我们这样就坐在这样的椅子上头。
Tradition was to lay on their left side.
他们的传统是你左边的手是要靠着桌子这样靠在这桌上面。
Their head toward the food.
那头要往食物那边靠。
And the rest of their body extended behind.
然后你剩下的身体要往后面延伸离开桌子。
So of course they only used their right hand to pick up the food.
所以当然他们只用他们的右手去拿食物来吃。
Well,As Jesus is lying there, this woman comes in behind him.
当耶稣这样子靠的时候，这个女人来到耶稣的后面。
And she comes and she must have knelt at his feet.
这个女人就近耶稣，我想她应该是双膝是跪着的。
And she begins to weep and bathe his feet with her tears.
那她开始，这女人开始哭泣，然后用她的眼泪来洗耶稣的脚。
The religious leader, the Pharisee said, "I thought he was a prophet."
这个法利赛的这个宗教领导想说，耶稣他是个先知啊。
If he was a prophet, he would know what kind of woman this is.
如果他是个先知，他当然知道这个是女人是何等的罪人。
She is a sinner.
他是个罪人。
Interesting, isn't it?
很有趣是吗？
We learn a little bit about this religious leader.
我们这当中可以学到这个法利赛这个宗教领导者一些事。
He is, as you know, a Pharisee.
那我们知道他是个法利赛人。
We learn in just a little bit that his name is Simon.
那我们也知道他的名字叫西门。
Simon is sitting there watching this woman weeping and wiping his feet and kissing him, and he's disgusted with that.
这个西门在那边看着这个女人用眼睛在哭泣，在洗耶稣的脚，来亲吻耶稣的脚。他看到他觉得是心中觉得是那个是很一件多么厌恶的事情啊。
What's happening here?
发生了什么事?
This man is very religious.
这个宗教领袖的他是个非常具有宗教性的人。
But it is possible for religion to get in the way of faithful living.
但是这个宗教性是有可能阻碍着人，我们一个人过一个敬虔的生活。
Is it possible to be too religious?
是不是有可能你变得太宗教性呢？
When folks often ask me what religion I am,
当有人问我说我是属于什么样的宗教？
If I want to witness to them, I often will say, I'm not religious.
如果我想对他们做见证的时候，我常常会跟他们讲说，我这不是宗教。
And they look rather strangely at me because they know I'm a preacher.
然后他们会很奇怪地看着我，他们知道我是个牧师。
I say, you see, I'm not a religious person. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ.
然后我会说，我不是一个宗教的人，我是一个耶稣的跟随者。
I'm trying to build a difference between being religious and being a follower of Jesus.
我尝试要从是个宗教性跟随耶稣的人当中有一个区别出来。
All across this country today, millions of people are sitting just like you in a service of worship.
全美这边有上百万的人跟你们一样，就坐在这边，在一个主日敬拜当中聚会。
And they're singing hymns.
然后在唱诗歌。
And they're praying prayers.
他们也在祷告。
They're even reciting creeds.
他们也在讲那个基督教信条。
And maybe praying the Lord's prayer.
他们也在祷告主导文。
Probably receiving the Lord's supper.
甚至于领圣餐。
Does that mean they are Christians?
这个表示他们是基督徒吗？
Isn't it possible to go through all the religious exercises and still not know Jesus in your heart?
有没有可能你会做这些宗教性的行外显行为，但是心里心里头还是不认识耶稣的呢？
And then religion gets in our way of knowing Jesus because we think, since we are religious, God must love us.
那这些宗教性行为阻碍了我们真的是了解耶稣，因为我们觉得我们在宗教里头我们该做的做了，耶稣当然会爱我。
And we're better than those other sinners.
然后我们比其他的罪人真的是好很多。
They felt that they had fulfilled the law.
他们觉得他们已经完全了律法上的要求。
They did everything God had required of them.
他们做了所有上帝要求他们要做的事。
But what had happened was they became very self-centered.
但是这结果是他们是非常以自我为中心的。
And they could look at this woman who was no doubt a prostitute and say, she is a sinner.
那当然他们这样的自我唯一会看着这个应该是个妓女的，会讲说她就是个罪人。
As if they weren't sinners.
好像他们自己不是罪人。Well,
you know what the Bible says.
但是你知道圣经怎么说吗？
The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
圣经上说我们都是罪人，我们都亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
The Bible says there are no righteous, for all of us have fallen short of the mark.
经上说一个义人也没有，我们都亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
The prophet says the heart before God is wicked.
先知也这样说，我们的心在上帝面前是很邪恶的。
I don't care how religious you are.
我不管你外面的宗教行为有多棒。
You and I before God are all sinners.
我们在上帝面前都是罪人。
Do you have your Bible there? Can you find the book of Philippians?
你可不可以翻到腓立比书，如果你有圣经的话。
In the book of Philippians and the third chapter,
在腓立比书第三章,
Paul tells his testimony of how he came to the place where he saw the difference between being religious and being a follower of Jesus.
在这边，耶稣做一个很保罗做一个很明显的是说他自己什么从什么从宗教性行为当中与他真的是接受了认识了主之间的的区别。
Turn in Philippians to the third chapter.
翻到腓立比书第三章。
In the third chapter, I'm going to begin reading in the fourth verse.
从第四节我会开始念。
Now that is the middle of a sentence.
就是在这个当中的中间那个句子开始念。
But it picks up the idea expressed in verse 3.
那当然这当中我们可以看到从第三节开始他想要表达的。
Paul says,Though I myself have reason for confidence.
他这边讲到说，我在上，我在耶稣基督里可以夸口。
That is, I can stand and be proud as much as anyone else.
我在神面前我可以夸口，就像你们其他人一样。
Because he tells us he was very religious.
因为他这边提到他是非常的就宗教性行为的。
Look at the next.
他看到下一个部分。
If anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more.
他说如果有别人其他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠什么。
Then he lists his religious activities.
然后他开始讲述他的这些宗教性的行为。
Circumcised on the eighth day.
在第八天受割礼。
Of the people of Israel of the tribe of Benjamin.
他是以色列族便雅悯支派的人。
A Hebrew of the Hebrews.
希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
In regards to the law, I was a Pharisee.
而且在律法上来说，保罗是个法利赛人。
As for zeal.I was persecuting the church.
就热心地说我是逼迫教会的。
As for legalistic righteousness, I was faultless.
在律法上的义说我是无可指责的。
But then, he says, whatever was profitable for me, I count but loss for the sake of God.Of Christ.
但接下来他就说了，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因耶稣基督都当作有损的。
I have to turn aside from all of my religious activities that I can embrace Jesus as my Savior.
我必须从我那些宗教性行为里面转身，我才能够真正去拥抱耶稣基督，成为我个人的救主。
You see, in verse 8, he said, I consider everything lost. That is.All of my religious activities for the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
他这边讲到说第八节是我将万事当作有损的，这些万事是指他那些宗教性行为，因为我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我
He says, I have suffered the loss of all things.
我为他，我已经丢弃了万事。
Now in your version, the word suffer is not there.
在我们的版本当中，为丢弃万事而受苦，并没有这个字在那边。
It is in the original language and in the King James version.
在这个原文当中，其实是有这个受苦这件事情。
He suffered the loss of all things.
他为丢弃万事而受苦。
When you come to the place.Where you must admit that your religious efforts do not save you, it is devastating to the ego.
当你开始承认说你所做这些宗教性行为对你根本是没有益处的时候，这会很伤你的自我的。
That's suffering.
这就是痛苦。
Many years ago, I was in a series of evangelistic services.
许多年前我在一个布道会的服事当中。
It was in a small town.
在一个很小的城市。
And in the congregation one night was the man who, had the drug store. He was a pharmacist.
那这当中有一个会员他是一个他拥有一个西药房。
Had not been to any of the other services. I had been preaching each night.
他并没有到其他的晚上的聚会，就是到那个晚上。
But he came and he said, would you come to my home, I want to talk with you.
然后他跟我说，你可以到我家来，我有话想对你说。
Very gladly I went to his home.
那我很高兴就去了他家。
And he began to explain that he'd been religious all of his life, but he didn't know anything about this having Jesus in his heart.
他开始跟我分享说他受了许多宗教性的外显行为，但是他并没有耶稣在他心中的这样的一个宝贝。
I don't think the church to which he went ever held up the need to receive Christ as Savior.
我想他去那个教会并没有把人要把耶稣成为新个人的救主这个事情做得很重要。
After a long conversation, I said, "Would you like to pray and receive Christ?"
那我们讲完话之后，我问他说：“你是不是可以跟我一起祷告来接受耶稣基督
？”Oh, he said, "Yes, I would, but I don't know how."
然后他说：“我很想，但是我不知道怎么做。
”I said, "Well, I'll pray, and then you pray the phrases after me."
然后我说：“没有关系，你就我祷告什么，你就跟着我祷告。
”So I said.Heavenly Father, he said, Heavenly Father. 所以
我说，天上的父啊，他就说天上的父啊。
I come to you and admit that I am a sinner and I am lost.
我来到你的面前，我在你面前承认我是个罪人。
He was very hesitant. He said, I come to you to admit that I'm a sinner and I am lost.
他有一些犹豫，但是他还是慢慢说：“说我来到你面前，我承认我是个罪人，我需要你。”
And I open my heart to receive you as my Savior.
然后我接着说：“我把我的心打开，来迎接你成为我个人的救赎主。”
With that, he got up.
当讲到这个时候，他突然站起来。
We'd been kneeling at his couch.
我们本来是在他那个沙发那边跪着。
This is exactly what he said to me.
这个是。就是接下来就是他对我讲的话。
My God, man, can't you pray a better prayer than that for me?
他说，你是不是可以做一个比这个更好的祷告呢？
Religion gets in the way of our recognizing that day by day we need to cry out to the Lord.
我们这些宗教行为阻碍了我们每天必须来到神面前向神哭求我们这么需要他。
I can't pray a fancy prayer for you.
我没有办法为你祷告一个非常华丽的祷告。
I can't pray a fancy prayer for me.
我也不能为自己做一个华丽的祷告。
The Pharisees thought they were so religious.
那个法利赛人他们是这样子的具有宗教性的行为。
That woman.Is a sinner.
那个女人是个罪人。
Well, just one other thing I want to mention about the Pharisee is their judgmental attitude.
那另外一件我要来分享这个法利赛人是他们是对别人是相当有审判的那种态度。
When you become very religious,
当你变成非常的有宗教性的时候。
And you're proud of how good you live.
然后你对自己生活的方式非常的骄傲。
You always feel like you can look down on those other folks.
所以你就觉得说啊，你可以看清别人旁边那些人。
That fellow that's addicted to drugs.
那个对毒有有瘾的人不好。
That man that beats his wife.
那个人打他的老婆不好。
Those folks in that family that never get up and go to church.
那个家庭从来都不会去教会的。
You remember the Pharisee said, "I thank you, God, I am not like other men."
你记得经文上有提到那个法利赛人说，主啊，我真的是感谢你，因为我不像那些人一样。
And it gives us the right to judge them.
那这给我们的权利可以去来审判别人。
Can you find the book of James?
你可以翻到雅各书。
It's not always easy to find because it's so short.
不是很容易找啊，但是它这本蛮小的书，蛮短的书。
You turn one page, you may miss it.
你不小心就会错失这个。
Turn to James 4.
第四章。
Verses 11 and 12.
十一跟十二节。
Verse verse 11 he says, brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it.
弟兄们，你们不可彼此批评。人若批评弟兄，论断弟兄，就是批评律法，论断律法。
Now here he's talking about the way you talk about your brothers and sisters.
这边在指的就是说，你们是怎么样来论断你的弟兄姐妹。
We're not here to pass judgment on one another.
我们在这边不是要来论断我们的弟兄姐妹。
But then he goes on and he says, when you judge the law, you're not keeping it.But sitting in judgment on it.
那既然他说你若论断律法，就不是遵行律法，乃是判断人的。
Now look at verse 12.
然后十二节这么说。
There's only one lawgiver and judge.
设立律法和判断人的只有一位。
That one lawgiver and judge is the one who is able to save and destroy.
就是那能救人也能灭人的。
And then he asks this question.
然后接下来问这个问题。
But you.Who are you to judge your neighbor?
那他前面就说你呢？你是谁呢？你竟然敢论断别人呢？
We've gone from brothers and sisters to our neighbors.
我们从弟兄姐妹来一直来看到我们的邻居。
You see, the religious and the righteous don't feel that they need to be saved.
这个具有宗教性也自我为义的人不认为他们需要被拯救。
They're so good they can judge other people.
他们是这么的棒，以至于他们可以来论断、判断别人。
They can point out the folks that really need God.
他们可以指出哪些人是真的很需要神的。
My friends, I plead with you.
我的朋友啊，我真的是请求你们。
Never allow religion to get in the way of your being a compassionate servant.Of Jesus Christ.
我请求你们千万不要让这些宗教行为来阻碍你成为一个具有同情怜悯心的一个服侍上帝的人。
Now, I want to compare the woman to the Pharisee.
那我现在来比较这个女人跟法利赛人。
You see the Pharisee.
你看这个法利赛人。
Self-righteous.
自我为义。
Judges others.
判断别人。
Doesn't need to be humble and repent.
不需要谦卑，也不需要认罪。
But here's a woman who comes and stands at the feet of Jesus.
但这个女人是谦卑的来到耶稣的脚前。
I believe, I'm confident, she had heard of the or seen the miracles Jesus had done.
我相信这个女人的确有看到，也听闻耶稣行的神迹。
And when she learned that Jesus was having dinner.At the home of the Pharisee, she went.
当她听到耶稣要到这个法利赛人家中吃饭的时候，她就来到这个法利赛人家中。
Now that was not unusual.
这个并不是很稀罕见的。
The dinner like that was usually in an open area.
这样的坐席吃饭常常是在一个很开放的空间。
Often people would come and they would listen or look in on a dinner of this kind.
那通常人们可以自由地进来，来这边听讲当中在谈论的事情。
Except not a woman.
但是中有一个很例外的事是，不是没有女人。
The Pharisee will not eat with the women.
这法利赛人是不跟女人一起吃饭的。
And not with a prostitute.
那更不要说跟一个妓女。
The Pharisee is righteous and clean. He would not touch that woman.
这法利赛人是非常的有意义的，非常的干净，是他不会去摸这个妓女的。
Do you remember Jesus' story of the Good Samaritan?
记得耶稣在讲到那个好的撒玛利亚的人的事吗
？A man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves.
有人从耶路撒冷要到耶利哥城，然后碰到强盗。
They beat him up.
被强盗鞭打。
They stripped him of his clothes.
把他衣服撕裂。
And Jesus said, a Pharisee came walking by.
耶稣说一个法利赛人经过了。
And he saw the man.
他看到这个人。
Bloody and beaten, laying in the road.
在路边全身鞭伤流血。
The Pharisee kept walking.
这个法利赛人赶快躲开继续往前走。
He wouldn't touch that Samaritan.
他才不要碰那个撒玛利亚人呢。
He was a half-breed.
他不是纯血统的。
He was bloody.
他很流血，很有血的。
The religious people couldn't touch the non-religious people.
那个我们有宗教性的人是不可以摸到那个有带血的人。
But this woman dares to come in behind Jesus, and she begins to cry.
但这个女人竟然胆敢到耶稣的脚前，然后她开始哭泣。
She really believed she had met the Messiah.
她非常的相信她真的遇到了救世主。
And she began to weep.
她开始哭泣。
Her heart was broken.
她的心是完全破碎的。
She seemed to become aware of the awfulness of her sin.
她在耶稣面前，她看到她罪，她自己罪的那个可怕性。
But the awfulness of her sin was not because the Pharisee said you're a sinner.
但是她那可怕的罪性，并不是法利赛人说她是个罪人。
She recognized her sin because she was in the presence of the Holy Son of God.
他在这个圣洁的上帝之子的面前，他完全看到自己的罪性。
And it broke her heart.
那这样子罪性让他的心完全破碎。
And then she began to shed tears.
他开始哭泣。
She wet his feet with her tears.
他用他的眼泪来洗耶稣的脚。
And she began to dry his feet with her hair.
他开始用他的头发来擦耶稣的脚。
Now, these tears and this perfume that she poured.
他的眼泪跟那个极贵的香膏，他膏抹在耶稣脚上这个香膏。
This was not an effort to bribe Jesus to be nice to her.
他并不是用这些东西来贿赂耶稣，让耶稣来对他好。
She was not giving these things in exchange.For something good from Jesus.
他并不是用这些东西来交换，跟耶稣交换，让耶稣对他有些好的回应。
These were the evidences of her faith and of her love.
这个是他的信心跟他对耶稣的爱的一个极大的表现。
I have to deal with an issue. Actually, it's in my own family.
我必须在我自己的家中处理一个问题。
That when something problem, some trouble comes up, the question is, why did God do this to me?
当我家中有事情发生的时候，就是要问说，为什么这事情会临到我身上？
Look at all the good I have done.
看看我做这么多好的事情。
Look at what I have brought to God.
看看我对上帝做多好的事情啊。
And then this happens to me.
这样的事竟然会临到我身上。
Do you understand what the thinking is here?
你可以了解这样子的想法吗？
If I do this, then God should do that.
我做这样的事，上帝就应该做这样的事。
If I give to him, he should give to me.
我如果给了这个东西给上帝，上帝就应该回给我一些东西。
I'm sorry, my friends, that's not the way it works.
很抱歉，我的朋友，这并不是这样子的。
We don't give to him in order that we might get.
我们并不是给上帝以至于我们可以从上帝那边得东西。
We give to him because we have already received.
我们给上帝是因为我们已经从耶稣上帝那边完全得着了。
Our giving is an act of praise and thanksgiving.
我们给的这行为是出于我们对上帝的感谢与赞美。
Our giving is an act of love.
我们给的这个行为是出于爱。
And God owes you.Nothing.
上帝不欠你任何一个东西。
He's already paid the debt for your sin through his son, Jesus Christ.
上帝早已经借由他的儿子耶稣基督为你的罪付上代价。
What more can he give you?
他还有什么能不给你的呢？
There's a very prominent leader in the denomination of which I am part.
有一个非常有名的，在我的支派当中，有一个很有名的一个人。
Very highly respected New Testament scholar.
这个新约非常具有权威性的学者。
Written many books.
写了许多书。
He was the president, or he was the head of a department in one of our seminaries.
他是我们圣经学院的当中的一个教授。
Recently, they elevated him to be the president of our oldest seminary.
他最近被选为是那个学院的一个总理。
He's on Facebook.
他在脸书上面有，他有脸书。
Anybody here on Facebook?
任何人有脸书的吗？
This week he said, the doctors have diagnosed me with pancreatic cancer.
这星期他在演说上说，医生，我诊断我有胰岛腺癌。
The question is not why me, the question is why not me?
这问题不是说为什么是我，而是说为什么不是我呢？
I'm not special.
我并不是什么特别的人。
He's already given me eternal life.
他上帝早已经给我永生。
He owes me nothing.
他没欠我什么东西。
And I read that, and I thank God for His great faith.
我读了这个东西，我为他这样子极大的信心来感谢神。
This woman wept and bathed his feet, not to get.
这个女人在耶稣面前，用她的眼泪来洗耶稣的脚，她不要求什么。
Give him worship and praise.
只是要给耶稣他的敬拜跟赞美。
There's just one other thing I have time for.
我还想再分享一些。
I really believe she was convinced that Jesus was the Messiah.
我绝对相信这个女人是绝对相信耶稣是个救世主。
And she could dare to come to him as a prostitute and she would be accepted.
那她即便她是个妓女，她竟然就有这个勇气能够来到耶稣的面前来。
Now, I want to ask you a very personal question.
我要问你一个很私人的问题。
When you're in the presence of a lot of people,
当你在众人面前的时候，
some of them you don't know.
有些人你不认识。
You're very careful about how you behave.
你会很小心的做事，行为准则。
You want them to like you.
因为你要他们去喜欢你。
So you want to say the right things.
所以你想要说对的话。
You want to do the right things.
你要做对的事情。
So everyone will like you.
所以每个人都要喜欢你。
But it's wonderful when you're in the presence of someone who loves you.
但是你如果在一个很爱你的人面前，那是也是件非常美好的事。
And you can just simply be yourself.
因为
Because you know that they love you.
因为你可以完全的做你的自己，很自由的做你自己，因为你知道他爱你。
You don't have to pretend to be righteous.
你不用假装你是一个很有义正公义的人。
You can be who you are because he will accept you.
你可以很自由的成为你，因为你知道他会完全的接受你。
This woman made herself very vulnerable.In front of all of the people.
这个女人在众人面前把她自己真的是完全放在一个很危险的地位。
But Jesus received what she did as an act of love.
但是耶稣接纳她的行为，而是知道她是出于爱的行为来完全的接纳这女人。
And he knew what Simon was thinking.
然后耶稣知道这西门是头脑是怎么想的。
And he said, Simon,
耶稣说西门
When a person is forgiven of much, they love much.
当一个人被赦免的多，他的爱就多。
But when a person is not forgiven of much,
当人被赦免的少，
they don't love as much.
他的爱就少。
You know why some people are not forgiven very much?
你知道为什么有些人被赦免的少吗？
Because they won't confess their sins.
因为他们不愿意承认他们的罪。
And receive the forgiveness God has offered.
然后接纳耶稣赦免的。
Too religious.
他们太有宗教性。
But to the one who comes humbly.
但是对这个很谦卑来到耶稣面前的人
There is forgiveness and new life.
有赦免有新生命
Jesus said to the woman, Your faith has healed you.
这个耶稣对这个女人说你的信心救了你
And she went away a different woman.
然后这女人就离去成为一个全新截然不同的女人
I don't suppose it's bad to be religious.
我想具有宗教性行为并不是一件不好的事。
But it's much more powerful to be in a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
但是能够经过耶稣基督能跟神有一个对的关系那是更具有能力的。
To be able to see Jesus for who he really is.
你有那个能力能真正看到耶稣他是谁。
God in the flesh who comes to die in your place that you might have eternal life.
道成肉身为你的罪而死以至于你会有永生。
And to see yourself for who you really are.
然后你才有能力能够看到你自己是什么样的人。
A sinner lost and without hope.
一个罪人完全失去盼望。
But who is able to receive his forgiveness and new life.
但是有能力有机会可以被接受赦免能够得到永生的人。
Let's pray.
那我们低头祷告。
Oh God, we probably would not be here today, but that we are at least somewhat religious.
主啊我们今天若不是我们都有一些宗教性行为我们不可能会在这边。
But we know that you are calling us not to be religious, but to have a relationship with you.
但是我们知道你呼召我们不光是有这些宗教性行为，是我们跟你有一个真正的个人的关系。
For those who have not been willing to confess their sinfulness, they've experienced very little forgiveness.
对于这些没有办法承认自己的罪性而没有办法接受赦免的人，
There's not much love.
没有太多东西对他们来讲是有意义的。
I pray this day that they might encounter the risen Savior.
我祷告求他们真的今天可以来遇见救赎主。
And with the kind of brokenness this woman had, fall at your feet.
他们可以来经历像这个女人一样完全的破碎完全的把自己交在主你的手中。
And confess and receive your forgiveness.
认罪能够完全接受你的救赎。
For those who claim to have received that forgiveness, may our hearts be filled with compassion for others.
对这些已经认为他们有得到赦免的能力的人，愿他们心中能够常常被怜悯所充满。
Lift us up above a judgmental attitude.
让我们可以脱离这些去判断、论断别人的行为。
And grant that we may become sensitive and caring to those who struggle under the load of sin.
让我们能够真的是因此对这些在罪当中挣扎的人，我们是有同情怜悯的心。
We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior.
我们靠着我们主耶稣基督救赎主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.